So I'm going to be talking about plant biostimulants in the greenhouse with lettuce and pepper production. And this next slide is going to look really similar, and it's probably from the, so this description is pretty much the exact same thing that you presented, but this is actually from the 2018 Farm Bill. So the U.S. finally has a formal definition of what plant biostimulants are, which it looks like it's the exact same thing as the European Biostimulant Council, so I'm not going to repeat it again since you've already heard it. But basically, as Dr. Liu said, they are any microorganism or substance that helps in helps with the natural processes that plants already do, such as helping with plant quality or fruit quality, yield, nutrient uptake, and things like that. And so why am I interested in biostimulants? Well, there's a lot of these product selling points that say that they can increase yield, improve plant quality, aid in these increasing tolerance to stresses. And there, because of these touted benefits, growers tend to be interested in these products because these are things that they want to do. They want to improve their yield and increase quality. And so, but the interesting thing about these products is that they don't fall into any of the typical categories of inputs that you might think. They have very insignificant amounts of nutrients, so they're not fertilizers. And they're not plant growth regulators, they're not pesticides, and so there's no real regulation for any of these products yet. Also, there's limited accessible information about these products. A lot of companies, they're doing research on them, but it's not necessarily, a lot of it's proprietary and not being shared. And so that's some of the reasons why we're interested in biostimulants. And so this project was performed in the greenhouse. This was just a one-year study, and we were wanted to examine several different biostimulants, but these ones were specifically in the category of beneficial fungi and beneficial bacteria or plant growth-promoting rhizobacteria. And we wanted to study the effects of these biostimulants on the quality of lettuce and pepper grown in the greenhouse in combination with two rates of synthetic fertilizer. So materials and methods. So we grew lettuce and pepper at Iowa State in the greenhouses there. The cultivar of pepper we used was ACE. A red bell pepper, and it's supposed to do well in a pot, and since we were going to be transplanting these into 2-gallon pots, we picked this pepper. Also, we picked magenta, which is a summer crisp lettuce that is more heat tolerant, and we were going to be growing it in the same greenhouse as the peppers, so we wanted a lettuce that was going to be tolerant to those temperatures. And we applied the biostimulants at seeding as a soil drench. Again, we apply the biostimulants at 4 weeks after emergence, and then again 4 weeks after we transplanted both the pepper and the lettuce into 2-gallon pots. And then collected the data at transplant stage and as well as horticultural maturity. And so this is just shows the different biostimulants that I used. They were Spectrum, Select, Root Shield, MycoApply, this Enviro-Knock 401, and BioYield. And like I said, they're either a beneficial fungi or beneficial combination of several different beneficial bacteria or a mixture of both. And this is just showing how just some of our methods we applied the biostimulants using the recommended rates from the manufacturer with a watering can, just watering over the soil or over the plants themselves. And then this is some of the data that we collected. We looked at the transplant data was height of the peppers, stem diameter of pepper and lettuce, the dry weight, and of basically of the roots and the shoots of the transplants, and root length. And then for lettuce, the final data was collected 6 weeks after transplant into the 2-gallon pots. And we looked at fresh weight, marketable yield, head diameter of the lettuce, chlorophyll content using handheld SPAD meter, and dry weight. And then for peppers, our data was collected 10 weeks after transplant into the 2-gallon pots. Again, we looked at height, yield, stem diameter, chlorophyll content, and then dry weight of just the above ground portion of the plant. So I just have a few pieces of the data here since we are limited on time, but looking at lettuce transplant root length, we saw that spectrum had significantly longer root length at transplants than the control. For bell pepper plant height, so this was taken at the culmination of the study right before we terminated everything, and we saw that root shield and spectrum had the tallest plants compared to the control. And then we looked at the average yield per plant for bell peppers, and one thing I just wanted to note was that once the first peppers were starting to color up, we harvested everything and ended the study. So we didn't wait until all the peppers were fully mature to, you know, market standards. So that picture is just showing the different sizes of peppers that we pulled from the plants. And we saw that Select had the highest average yield compared to the control. So just a few of my conclusions. Results were variable. I didn't show all my studies, but it definitely varied based on the different measurements that were taken. It wasn't consistent throughout for each measurement compared to the different biostimulants and the measurements that were taken. But it seemed like maybe spectrum could be promising for lettuce transplant production. Root shield and spectrum, they could be useful for promoting the growth of pepper, specifically ace bell pepper. And there could be some yield advantages by using select in bell pepper production. But I do think a lot more research needs to be done on looking at, you know, the compatibility of these different plant biostimulants. You know, they're made up of so many different things, sometimes mixtures of beneficial bacteria and beneficial fungi, and there may be different interactions with different crops and even different cultivars. And especially looking at research in different conditions, this is just from the greenhouse, but, you know, looking at field conditions as well to really be able to make recommendations to growers about whether or not it's useful to be using these products in their systems. And because these products definitely, there's an added cost in using them. And so weighing that cost benefit of using these biostimulants when maybe they're not always consistent. So with that, I want to say thank you. And looks like I have plenty of time for questions. So.
We have 5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah. So the question was, what was the growing medium? And we used potting mix, like LC1, what was it, Sun Grow potting mix, yeah. Yeah.
Not a question, but a comment. Okay. Biostimulants in general often prove their worth after the third or fourth or fifth picking with tomatoes and peppers, because the stress factors are relieved and the plant has more energy towards the end of the cycle. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest, maybe in subsequent research, that you follow the trial right through as though it were a commercial crop, mm-hmm. because often the size and quantity and quality is better at the end of the trial than at the beginning.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so the question was, how do they compare to just fertilizer? So they're really very insignificant amounts. So some of them might not have any NPK in them at all. So it's not something that you would use as a nutrient source. It's going to be something that you would use in addition to your nutrient program that you have. Yes, the question, did we fertilize them? Yeah, so we did this in... we use two different rates of fertilizer, so we use them in combination, and then a control, which was just the two rates of fertilizer. Yeah.
Any more questions for? All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks.